Hello, this is Calvin. I wanted to show you the new automation feature that just landed. So you start by going to automations here. So what is it? Automations is the ability to, it's basically like autoresponders on steroids, but way more flexible, and we're going to add more flexibility over time. So what it is that you can, whenever something happens, you can start, you can trigger an automation to start. And then an automation is a sequence of steps that we're going to take that can have a wait in between them. So let's try to create one, for example. When you could say one for when people purchase a product from you. So let's give it a name, purchase my new product. Boom, here's the automation. Let's have a step. So the first thing that's going to happen is that we add a tag, say, you know, bought my product. Do boof, like that. So now they have a tag. So next, what are we gonna do? We're gonna send a text message to ourselves. 1555123124. Hey, dude. And then name. Just bought this product. So this is gonna send a text message to that number. What else can we do? We can send them a templated email. So we don't have one yet, but let's just hit save here. Actually, we can't hit save. So we can send like notification emails, but we want to send like a regular email. We go to the email library. And in here, we can create a new email. So sender defaults to the account. So welcome to my product. And then hello, you know, the usual stuff. Create that email. Again, remember you can give it an internal name so you can better remember what it's for. And then we go back into the automations, find our automation, and then we add that step of sending a templated email, and now that's one that's going to show up. So that's going to send that email, and then we're going to do a wait for 2 days. Or we could do like for 1 day and 2 hours. So this is one way you could do that now. 1 day, 2 hours. So this is going to wait for 1 day and then it's going to wait for another 2 hours. You could also do wait for, you know, 26 hours. Makes it the same. And then after the 26 hours, we're going to send, you know, say another notification text message to me saying, hey, why don't you give so-and-so a call, like that, for example. So now we have an automation flow here. Now we can go add people to it. So one thing that we could do is we can have a product, say this one, and then configure, and then we add a trigger that says whenever someone purchases this, for example, and a participant, then, oops, I forgot to add the add them to automation. Let me go right back and do that. All right, let's try that again. So we add a trigger that says start automation, and we start our automation here when they purchase. Or we can do it on the participant, because then it's the participant, if they're different, that gets thrown into the automation. And then what's going to happen is it's going to add that tag, it's going to send that text message, it's going to send this email, then it's going to wait, and blah, blah, blah. So it's just going to go through this process. So this is just the kind of the basics, foundations of automations, but now you can start to do basically everything you've ever been able to do with autoresponses and so much more in all kinds of places inside of Simplero. So there you have it. Have fun with it. Enjoy. Have a great day. Bye-bye.